morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and every Wednesday at about this time, Mayor Grover Robinson joins us. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Glad to be here.
Hey.
Always good to catch up with you.
Hey, very good to have you. I wanted to start with a comment that Ellison Bennett made to me yesterday when we were talking to him about the George Ryan protests and about police officers. His recommendation was that, you know, right now a lot of law enforcement agencies will do some kind of mental health consultation and or evaluation in the wake of some traumatic event, like if there's been a shooting that the police were involved in or something like this, or if they were themselves involved in a physical altercation, you know, whatever. There's trauma times. And his recommendation is, instead of passively waiting for those trauma moments, we ought to really more routinely, maybe every couple of years, do a consultation slash screening just to make sure that nothing significant has changed. This idea makes a lot of sense to me. What do you think about this as far as PPD goes?
Ellison is totally correct. In fact, yesterday, Tommy and I were talking about this very thing and talking about the, you know, the importance of also just from time to time working with people within the PPD and looking at it and evaluating, because it is somewhat the challenge. I think it can be a very much of a grind, and I do think the mental health of the officers does play into some of these challenges that we end up having because of the wear and tear that just ends up happening on it. I mean, that's one of the first things I talked to Tommy about when this all happened. He goes, I think one of the biggest things that I saw when I saw the George Floyd thing was he goes, the officer there, he just had no empathy for the individual.
Yeah.
And that just comes from that's what we, you know, that's one of the things he said, we've got to be careful in what happens with the police is when they lose empathy because of the grind of the job. And he said that is a huge mental health issue that we've got to do a better job of all over across the nation and looking at police officers. Now, it doesn't excuse the action, but it does, I think, create something for us to look at better for what happens with our police officers. So Tommy and I were talking about this yesterday. So,
well, great.
You know, I think it is. I think Ellison's on something.
Great. Yeah. And as you say, it's you know, it's a matter of serving the police. It's a matter of making sure that they're getting the resources they need. It's just, I mean, to me, it makes obvious sense. I understand that there might be a reluctance on the behalf of some officers that they feel more like this is kind of out to get them or something like that. But I think our, at least PPD here locally, I know we can do a good job of explaining to them and doing it effectively. So, I like that idea. You're going to have a personnel change coming up here pretty soon. Dan Flynn, the airport director, is retiring. It's a little bit young for my taste to be retiring, but okay, fine, Dan. And Matt Coughlin is going to be the deputy, so he's the one that you're putting up for city council to be confirmed to be the airport director, right?
That is correct. And you know, back at the 1st of May, Dan called me. I will say, a year ago we were talking about this. Dan would be approaching 30 years. He'd have all the things that he could leave and go to FRS. It does seem like Dan's awfully young to be retiring. I said, Dan, did you get a job when you were in elementary school at the airport? He was planning on doing this. It did happen about a year earlier. He's got some family issues with his wife's family. Help some things he needs to help out with and his wife's dealing with. So it was about a year earlier than we thought was going to happen. But you know, we knew this was going to happen. He has been excellent. When you look at what's happened at the airport, and again, take COVID out of it, because there's nothing the airport could deal with our position themselves for dealing with COVID. That's just been a crazy thing. But the airport has been unbelievable. The transformation out there over the last 10 years. Dan has really seen a lot of that come together and been there in charge of that while that sort of that golden age of the Pensacola Airport. We hate losing him, especially in the middle of this crisis. But, I talked with him a year ago about this and knew this was going to be coming. It was about a year earlier than we expected, but I totally understand why and what's going on. And, we're going to miss him, But I do believe Matt is more than he's run Whiting Field. He's been at the airport before. He's come back over. He's going to be more than competent and capable of bringing us back. We're just trying to position the airport to come back from COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tend to think the same thing. You know, Matt's come back from the county. He ran the airport as a deputy before. And again, we hate to see Dan go, and I'm sure we'll have him on the show before, just give him a good send off. But it is going to be a bit of a change for us. One of the other things that I wanted to ask you about, we're talking to Mayor Grover Robinson. You and I, we kind of broke the news here on the show that we're going to have this boat deal with Streamline Boats. And then the city council meeting happened, and there was a lot of concerns raised, first by Sherry Myers, then by a lot of local businesses about smell issues in particular. Now that deal is on pause, pending a trip down to Hialeah to see the operation. Who's going to go? When are you going to go? How soon do you think we're going to get this resolved? Because I'm figuring that they want to get this deal done.
Well, and that's what we're looking at. There's no way to meet because Friday was the deadline for getting on the June meeting. So the objective is shooting for July. Probably in the next week or so, somebody's going to have to go down there, I think. It's probably going to be Keith that draws the short straw. He has family down there, so it just makes sense from a variety of different ways that he may go down there. But I think there's a number of challenges that are here. I think when you and I were talking, we were talking about things like flammability.
Right.
I don't see those as issues. But however, smell is clearly one of those that is there. I mean, we all remember when the ECUA plant was downtown and the impact it had on downtown. So at no means was there any point where we thought smell was an issue. There are some processes that are a little bit different about this provider than some of the people traditionally, like Cape Horn and Fabro Marine that are here, and Blazer Boats that are here. But I've still had a number of people. I had an individual who that's his job in getting permits. He says, for a number of different boat manufacturers in the Northern Gulf Coast here, he says, hey, I'd love another boat manufacturer, but I just don't see them compatible with downtown. So, I mean, we're sort of taking a much harder look at ourselves. It matched on a lot of different fronts, traffic, new train traffic, things that we were looking on that end, but we're not going to jeopardize downtown based on the smell issues. So we totally get it. We're gonna evaluate it out and see exactly what's going to happen and what happens with their process, but we are not, we'll probably put some fairly stringent language in the leaks about smell, and the tenants are going to have to determine whether they can live with that or not.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, I was with you. I thought that the concerns raised vocally by Councilwoman Myers were a bit over the top, but the ones that turned out later to be were fair questions, and I think those are questions that ought to have good answers. Mr. Mayor, obviously you have been down to the protests going on at Graffiti Bridge kind of continuously right now. It got a little bit beyond its boundaries when they closed down Bayfront and the bridge for just a minute the other night, but that's all back under control now. You know, we had a peaceful protest when it came to the monument. And PPD stepped up, did it well. We have body cameras. We're ahead of the curve on that. We're into our second generation of them now with PPD. We have the drones ahead of everybody. We go around the country and do autism training for officers. I mean, it's got to be kind of nice to be able to have an agency that you can look at them and be like, man, they just do it well.
Well, I think that's what we strive to do every day at PPD, but it doesn't mean that we're perfect and we're looking on a lot of things. I think the training we're going to get from Cedric Alexander, who, by the way, was the expert for both Fox News and CNN.
Right.
And when you can be an expert for both of those kind of diversity of channels, that shows the kind of person you are. So I think in a lot of ways, Cedric's going to make us better. It doesn't mean we can't be better. I think we are an incredible group. That speaks a little bit to the police. I would like to speak to the protesters. That is the point that I think is as important. They have come to it with the right mindset, and I've talked to some of the people involved with the protest group, and I said, listen, we're agreeable to working with you on things. We want to make things better, but our ability to work with you is your ability to be nonviolent, and they have done that, and that's a credit to them. And from that standpoint, I'm happy to work with them. I think it speaks a lot to their credibility as well. I mean, so I don't want to take anything away from the protesters, because I believe They have showed also what is the right way to do it.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I think, you know, there are probably a lot of other towns like ours where things have been done well and it doesn't make as much news, unfortunately. But certainly here in Pensacola, I think pretty much everybody has done it the way they should. I mean, you know, in general, I'm certain there are exceptions, but in general, very, very well done. Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola, great to have you on this morning, sir. We'll look forward to talking to you on Monday at the press conference.
Take care, Andrew. I appreciate it.